back to Gubin.
Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. Well, I'm delighted that you've joined us again for a few moments of Bible study together, and let's get right into the Word of God. We're in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and we were talking last time about the body of believers that makes up the body of Christ, Christ being the head of the church, and also the illustration that's given of a building, and Christ being the chief cornerstone, that one upon which the building is built, and each individual member being a part of that building that's being constructed. It's a picture and a type of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're talking about each individual's place. And we left off with verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 4 in our last Bible study. There is one body and one spirit. Now, beloved, again, let me remind you, we discussed 1 Corinthians chapter 12, how that the eye cannot say to the ear, I have no need of you. The ear cannot say to some other part of the body, I have no need of you, because every part of the body is vital, is important, is essential. And you may say, well, my part is not very prominent. I don't get a lot of attention. And yet, beloved, your part is vital and is very important. The Bible tells us in the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, concerning the Lord Jesus in the beginning of his public ministry. And the Scripture tells us about two men that came to the Lord Jesus and came to know him and to follow him. And verse 40 of John chapter 1 says, one of the two which heard John speak and followed Jesus, speaking of Christ, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Thus we see that Andrew brought his brother Simon to Jesus. Now, do we know much about Andrew? No, we don't know very much about Andrew. He's mentioned very few times in the Gospels, and yet Andrew was very important because Andrew brought Simon Peter to Jesus. And on the day of Pentecost, Simon Peter spoke, and some 3,000 people came to know Christ as Savior. And so it was through Andrew that Simon Peter believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, accepted him as Savior, and followed the Lord in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ and his plan for Simon's life as a little rock or a stone, a small stone. And Christ is the one upon which the church is built. Peter himself said Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. And so Christ said, thou art Peter, are a small stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In the book of Matthew, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke those words. And he wasn't talking about that he was going to build the church upon Peter, the small stone, but he said, upon this rock, myself, I will build my church. And that's why Peter reiterated that in the Gospel or in the book of Peter. There's 1st and 2nd Peter toward the end of the Bible. And Peter called the Lord Jesus Christ that chief stone. And so we see here that the Lord has a plan and a purpose and a will, and He uses each one of us to His glory, honor, and praise. Do you remember a man named Edward Kimball? Probably not. You may not have ever even heard the name of Edward Kimball. But Edward Kimball was an insignificant follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, someone who had a small place that no one might have recognized or known had it not been for the fact that Edward Kimball was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Edward Kimball brought a man named D.L. Moody to know the Lord Jesus as Savior. God mightily used D.L. Moody to shake two continents, both Europe, England, and the United States of America. God mightily used D.L. Moody to His glory, honor, and praise, but it was an insignificant believer that led D.L. Moody to Christ. And so, beloved, you might say, my place is not very important. But, beloved, you never know how God's going to use you to His glory, His honor, and His praise, and the lives you will influence. Did you know that it's a proven fact that we, on the average, influence 7 people every day? By our words, by our attitudes, by our actions, we're having an influence on others. And so the one body that he's speaking of here is the body of believers. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, there's one body and one Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit of God. Even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, that is, one Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, one faith, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in Almighty God, one baptism, by which we're immersed into the body of Christ, and water baptism is a picture of that change, one God and Father of all, God the Father, who is above all and through all and in you all. Yes, the Holy Spirit is spoken of as the Spirit of God the Father in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 9, I believe it is. And so we are chapter 6, it's chapter 6. And so we see that each one of us are important and have a place in our service for the Lord. And so God is at work in every one of our lives. He's working in us and He's working through us to perform, to accomplish His plan, His purpose, and His will for our life. And the reference that I just mentioned, and I should have had it written down, was Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father, but He's also the Spirit of Christ. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. That's Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. You'll have to forgive me. Sometimes this old mind of mine forgets a reference. But there we see the Holy Spirit represents God the Father. He represents the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who comes to indwell every child of God and live within us. And so we see that God the Father is the supreme, almighty, all-sovereign Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ Himself submitted to His Father when He came to earth. He said, I've come to do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And then in verse 7 of Ephesians 4, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." God's grace, God's undeserved favor. "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth." You remember when Jesus hung on the cross and the thief believed in him, and Christ said, "This day shalt thou be with me in paradise." Paradise was in Hades, and Hades had two separate compartments. One was paradise, and one was the place of suffering and torment to which the rich man went. And Luke chapter 16 describes the place of Hades and paradise and the place of torment where the rich man went and cried across to Abraham. There was a great gulf fixed between the two so that one could not pass from the other. But 2 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that paradise was moved into heaven at the resurrection of Christ. And this is what he's talking about here. Now that he ascended, Christ went back into heaven, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth to go to the saints in paradise? And there in paradise he explained to them that he was the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. All the Old Testament saints who had put their faith in the Lord God, who had obeyed him in offering the lambs, that was a picture and a type of God's Lamb who someday would come to die for the sins of all mankind. And so the Lord Jesus went to paradise, and then when he went back into heaven, paradise was moved into heaven. And Paul explains that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And so we see, beloved, he that descended is the same that also ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Now here he's discussing about the different gifts that we already mentioned last time in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The different gifts of the Holy Spirit, the different places of service the Holy Spirit gives us to serve him for the perfecting of the saints. Till next time, goodbye.